Now, some of you may know that the most likely people to go to prison in this country today are young African-American men, right? A few years ago, there was a report that was done by the Sentencing Project indicating that about 25% of all young men between the ages of, 18 and 24 or so were incarcerated. 25%. That was, I think, in 1991. A few years later, the Sentencing Project did a similar report and discovered that within 3 or 4 years, the percentage had soared to over 32%. And by now, that percentage has probably gone up. So we're talking about over one-third of all young black men in this country in prison or directly under the surveillance and control of the criminal justice system. Now, something is wrong with that, don't you think? I mean, one of the problems, of course, is that as we see the material expansion of the criminal justice system, what I call the prison industrial complex, there is also an ideological campaign to persuade people that criminals can be recognized by virtue of their race. That, as a matter of fact, the figure of the criminal is indeed a young black man. And so all of us learn how to be afraid of young black men. Am I right? And this happens often regardless of what race or ethnicity we might be, because the same thing happens in black communities. That black people learn how to be afraid of young black men.